This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
Doubleheaders have gone the way of the dinosaur in pro sports, but the Rangers and Capitals gave fans nearly two games for the price of one Wednesday night in Washington.
Now Girardi has it far side. Behind for Richardson, front score! The Rangers win in the third overtime! Marian Gaborik beats Holtby with 5:19 remaining in the third overtime! Gaborik wins it for the Rangers!
Kenny Albert was up way past his bedtime on 1050 ESPN. At 12:14 a.m., 4 hours and 34 minutes after it started, the 95th shot of the game found its way past Caps goalie Braden Holtby, and the Rangers staggered out of the Verizon Center with a 2-1 win and a 2-1 series lead. Their first victory in the series came in Game 1 on Saturday. This one took only the customary 60 minutes, and they can thank the new kid for that.
Played on the right wing by Stepan. Outlet pass for Kreider. Into the Washington zone with a drive. He scores! Chris Kreider gives the Rangers a 2-1 lead with his second playoff goal.
That was the game winner in New York's 3-1 win, and it was the second game-winning goal for the Rangers rookie, who's looking to follow up a National Collegiate Championship a month ago at Boston College with a Stanley Cup. He'd be the first player in NHL history to accomplish both of those feats in the same season. It's also been a month of firsts for the Phoenix Coyotes.
Face off to the left of Rene. Hansel against Fisher. Hansel front to Whitney. He scores! And the Coyotes, after spending most of overtime in their own zone, win it as Marty Hansel wins the draw. Pokes the puck to Whitney going to the net, and he puts it by Rene. The Wizard has ended this one.
Bob Heathouse on Extra Sports 910 last Friday as the Coyotes won a second-round playoff game for the first time in franchise history. Their 4-3 win in Game 1 of the series with the Nashville Predators was their sixth overtime game out of seven games this postseason, also an NHL first. And it came despite being outshot 42-24, including 16-1 in the third period. F. Scott Fitzgerald is credited with saying, "There are no second acts in American lives." Luckily for the Philadelphia Flyers, Danny Briere's Canadian.
Briere out of the corner, feeds out to the point. Giroux with a chance to go point to point. Got into Matt Carl. Almost picked off, though. Carl in front. Loose puck, kicked and goal. Reach Carl! Danny Briere had it go off his skate. Are they going to count it or not? They're going to look at it. This may not be over. The Flyers think they have it in OT1 on the power play goal. But hang on, they're going to look at this.
They didn't like what they saw. Tim Saunders on WIP with the call as the War Room in Toronto correctly ruled that the Flyers forward had kicked the puck into the net. Danny Briere, take two.
Voracek out of the left wing corner. That's it for the high slot. Danny Briere winds, shoots. It's scores! The overtime game winner. They took it away from Danny once. They won't take it away a second time. And the Flyers in overtime get the victory as they beat the New Jersey Devils 4-3.
The Flyers' Game 1 win gave them the jump in the series, but the Devils turned the tables in Game 3 on Thursday.
Kolachuk snaps it ahead to Ponikroski, moves across. It's a 2-on-1. Ponikroski shot safe, and then he scores on the rebound! Alexei Ponikroski on the rebound! Beats Ilya Bryskalov, an overtime game winner! And the Devils have defeated the Flyers by a score Up 4-3.
Matt Laughlin with the call on WFAN as Ponikarovsky gave New Jersey a 2-1 lead in the series. The Los Angeles Kings were the second lowest scoring team in the NHL this season. The Blues were by far the best defensively. So how do you explain Game 2 in St. Louis on Monday?
Penner tries to get a chance. He can't. Richards scores! Ground centers in front. Kopitar in on goal. Shot scores! Carter right wing into the zone. A shot blocked. Now he shoots and scores! Jeff Carter. Rebound Williams to Kopitar, who scores! Andrei Kopitar gets his second goal of the period. It is now 4-0 Kings.
That's Nick Nixon on KTLK as LA ran away and hid from the Blues on their way to a 5-2 win and a 2-0 series lead as they headed back to California for Game 3. I'm Doug Brown for NHL Radio.
Love what you hear? It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.